Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. With a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you'll end up paying over $400,000 after interest. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your debts. Let me send you a powerful free CD. For your free CD, call 1-800-338-2884. 1-800-338-2884. 1-800-338-2884.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Patriot Come Lately Show. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, the voice of the Second American Revolution. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whenever or wherever you are listening. As someone who came to America to escape from the socialist nightmare, I'm using this show to shake America awake. Join me in the next hour for constitutional conservative news and views, as well as the occasional guest. We have to rebuild that shining city on the hill by taking this great country back to the principles set forth by the founders.
Hello, listeners. This is Stefan, your Patriot Come Lately, British by birth but American by choice, welcoming you back to the Patriot Come Lately show. The Patriot Come Lately is in the mobile studio, and we have moved from Maryland up inland into New York, and the studio is now parked on the shores of beautiful Lake Seneca in upstate New York. Wine and cheese country, and we've been taking the opportunity of this vacation to sample both. So it's a very beautiful area here. Driving down the road this afternoon and turned a corner and saw a bunch of Stop Obama signs. So they're not all liberals here in New York. Thank goodness to see that there are some people who believe in what we believe in. And I'm sure out here in the countryside there's more of them than perhaps in New York City itself. As ever, I'd like to start my show with a little quote from that great British statesman, Sir Winston Churchill. And I think this one, given some of the things that have been going on in the world, are quite appropriate. Dictators ride to and fro on tigers from which they do not dare dismount, and the tigers are getting hungry. The reason I chose that one is, of course, what's been going on in the Middle East, and also a posting that I made recently, and basically said the following: first Mubarak, now Gaddafi, next Assad, and after that BHO himself. Time to get rid of all dictators. And, I'm sure everybody knows my feelings, but just to put it very clearly, just because of that last name on that list, I'm not a racist, but I'm definitely someone who does not like socialists or Marxism, and really want to get that out of America, and that's the reason for this show. And I will be encouraging you. We're getting closer to 2012 now. The Republican primary is beginning to heat up, and although Perry seems to be running away with it at the moment, let's think back to 2008, and at this time, John McCain looked as if his whole campaign had imploded. And he wasn't going anywhere, and he came back. So we don't know, what's going to happen between now and as we go through the primaries, but the season is beginning to heat up, and of course King Barry is going around doing campaign speeches left, right, and center. And I've got a very special thing. I have managed to lay my hands on some pre-information about the speech that King Barry is going to be made on September 3rd. I can't tell you where that came from, but I will be reading you some of the preliminary notes for that speech, so I will. You can look forward to that a little bit later in the show. I said I'm in the state of New York, and of course we're coming up to that very special 10th anniversary, and I want to remind my listeners about the fact that I do have a special show on the Tuesday following the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Let me just play you the little audio promo for that particular event.
The World Trade Center Tower number 1 is on fire. The whole outside of the building was just a huge explosion.
We are fast approaching the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 attack on New York and the United States. For most, this will be a sad remembrance of a horrific terrorist attack. For far too many, also a very painful day.
We have a number of floors on fire. It looked like the plane was aiming towards the building. Transmit a third alarm. We'll have the staging area at Vesey and West Street. Have the third alarm assignment go into that area. Second alarm assignment report to the building, okay?
Immediately following the outrage, signs appeared all over America showing the stars and stripes with the words, "We will never forget." Unfortunately, time has dimmed some of our memories. So for those that we lost on that day, and afterwards, and for the families and communities that lost loved ones, friends, and family, the Patrick Come Lately Show on Tuesday, September 13th, will be broadcast as a remembrance special. I will be joined by a very special guest who was closely linked to that day. Together, we will explore what it was like on the ground that day, and what has happened since.
Marine 6 to Manhattan, urgent. Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse surrounding the entire area.
Join us live at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, on Tuesday, September 13th, at radio.patriotcomelately.us. If you cannot make the live show, you can catch the recordings at archives.patriotcomelately.us or the rebroadcasts on America's premier conservative talk radio network, www.redstatetalkradio.com.
You'll be able to join me that evening, and if not, please do go after the 13th to archives.patriotcomelately.us and pick up the show. I'm hoping that will be a very, very special show on that day. Just want to let my live listeners know, and apologies to them as I'm in the mobile studio right now. I'm having to use an iPad to run the show, and unfortunately the iPad doesn't allow me access to the chat room. Now, I've tried to start up the chat room, so hopefully those of you that have Blog Talk Radio IDs can get into the chat room and chat amongst yourselves, but unfortunately I won't be able to follow along with those as I like to do normally. I had hoped that this week my reception would be better so that I could actually connect my laptop, but it's not quite good enough, so I'm having to use the iPad, so my apologies for that. But the good news is if you dial in and the call-in number 917-889-9161. I should be able to pull you into the show. So instead of commenting or putting questions in the chat room. If you'd like to dial in, 917-889-9161. We'll chat on the air instead. And while you think about that and whether you'd like to join me, you know, feel free. Really like to have you. I'm going to start in the news and views of the day. And even though I'm on vacation, try to keep up with some of the things going on, some of the important things, some of the less important things. One of the very interesting things that I heard when I was doing some of my research for tonight's show is about Warren Buffett. Now, you may remember Warren Buffett recently was sort of spouting off that millionaires and billionaires should be paying more taxes, and he was actually complaining about the fact that he felt that he was paying less tax percentage-wise than his secretary. I've heard some analysis of that, actually, and by the way, the way he presents it is not actually totally true, because he's talking about the capital gains that he's paying over money that comes into his Berkshire Hathaway. But that's already, in actual fact, that has already been taxed with corporate taxes. So if you add those two together, he's actually paying over 50% tax, and that's probably a lot more than his secretary. He was claiming only 17%, but of course that's only the capital gain side of things, and he was forgetting about the other one. However, interestingly enough, like an Obama friend, like any good progressive, there was one thing he does not do. He tells other people that they should be paying taxes, but actually he doesn't pay taxes himself. At least his Berkshire Hathaway company has not paid some taxes as far back as 2002. Apparently, when actually contacted about this, they said they're trying to sort it out with the IRS, etc. And it's not just 2002, but there are other years, I think through 2005, maybe even as recently as 2007, for which not all taxes have been paid, and apparently they are sorting stuff out. But that kind of begs the question. For someone who's saying, well, we should pay taxes anyway, and all these rich people should you know, be happy to pay more taxes, Warren Buffett's got so much money. Why doesn't he just write a check for those amounts and then sort it out afterwards? But that would be too easy, wouldn't it? The other piece of interesting news was a poll that took place towards the end of last week and was trumpeted around over the weekend. The fact that as many as 27% of the Democrats want to dump King Barry and would prefer to have another candidate for the election in 2012. Now, of course, you might say, well, this is obviously some right-wing poll. Been organized by one of the right-wing groups or Fox News or something. Actually, it was CNN that had this poll. So interestingly enough, one in four Democrats doesn't really want to have King Barry have a second term. Now, there's a lot of us that don't want him to have a second term, but I think it's very good news that so many of the Democrats are leaving him. And if you look at all the other poll numbers as well, it seems that in droves, the independents, even the Democrats, many of his normal constituents, the black minorities, the Hispanics, everybody seems to be leaving him. And as soon as his Hispanic numbers dropped, and he instituted the backdoor amnesty that I talked about last week, it'd be interesting to see if that had any effect on his numbers. But things are not looking good for King Barry, and I'm sorry to say it may be schadenfreude, but I'm very happy to see that, and I just hope that these numbers stay as low as they are all the way through to November 2012, because this country cannot afford another 4 years of King Barry. So I just want to remind my live listeners, if you're out there in the chat room, hopefully you can chat amongst yourselves. I did see that there were, last week when I had a very bad connection and so wasn't even able to really operate my computer-driven switchboard and studio screen that drives a lot of the promos, the introductions, the different commercial breaks that I hold, and the chat room. That wasn't even working last week. The studio is working this week, except the chat room area. So just a note there to my to the live listeners, if you've got a question or a comment on what I'm talking about, please do dial in. 917-889-9161 is the number, and I promise not to keep you on hold for too long. Next topic, another thing that I saw, some of the internet sites talking about the continuing Muslim Brotherhood infiltration of the White House. The White House now has apparently at least three known members or people who have a very strong connection to the Muslim Brotherhood. Say, is that bad? Well, I think it is. We cannot discriminate against Muslims just because of their religion. However, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, that organization has a very definitive action of introducing a Sharia law over any national law, and I don't think it's right that people of such a group should be involved with our government. Again, as I said, just not necessarily just because they're Muslims, but because of the group that they're a member of, and therefore it's very disturbing to hear that that there are at least three that are there in the White House and helping set policy and make decisions associated with this administration. However, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. Again, as I said earlier, hopefully if we can do what we need to do, that'll be over by 2012, and hopefully we can clean up some of that mess. For the next commercial break, quickly move on to the next topic. And again, just a reminder for those of you in the chat room, unfortunately, I can't read what you're typing there, so I can't participate in any discussions or questions that you have. So if you do have any comments or questions, 917-889-9161 is the number to dial and reach me here in the Patrick Come Lately mobile studio, which is parked right now on the beautiful shores of Lake Seneca in upstate New York. So next item that I picked up while I was looking for items for the show, topics for the show, was an internet posting about an early Harvard letter that King Barry had posted talking about his position at the Harvard Law Review. As many will know, he was an editor at the Harvard Law Review and then also even became the president. And this early Harvard letter actually shows that King Barry has very little in the way of writing skills. The letter was full of a lot of errors. And so he wrote this letter, many errors in it, very surprisingly, because he's supposed to be such an orator, have such a skill with words. But anyway, later on, he was also voted president of the Harvard Law Review. That is, by the way, is more of a popularity contest than anything else. But all of a sudden, after writing this letter with very, very poor writing skills, and all of a sudden he produced Dream from My Father, or Dreams from My Father, his first book, which Time magazine said was the best written memoir ever produced by an American politician. So very strange that he goes from having these very poor skills to having these super skills. But then again, what about Bill Ayers, right? Isn't Bill Ayers supposed to have written that book? And that could be the result of that. And in actual fact, after being voted president at the Harvard Law Review, he did receive from a large publisher, he received apparently a contract which would have given him a lot of money for writing a book. Apparently he struggled with that, and the contract was actually cancelled. So again, how come then all of a sudden he can come out with this book a little bit later? Maybe just a little help from my friends. Okay, I'm going to take a short break here, and hope you will stay with me. We will be back after these messages.
It's time for some common sense. From Central Florida, it's the Freedom's Wing Show, your home for patriotic resistance and the information you need to take action.
Hi, I'm Diane, host of the Freedom's Wing Show. Do you want to be entertained while you're informed? Do you like a little irreverence in your politics? Then join me on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time and Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. There's plenty of open lines, and I want to hear from you. Check out the website at freedomswingspolitics.com, and you can find the show at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Challenging and defeating the left-wing agenda of the mainstream media, The Terry O'Brien Show. The Terry O'Brien Show airs live in vivid red, white, and blue, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio.
I think that most liberals are well-intentioned but misguided. They're like children who have the luxury of believing in the political equivalent of the tooth fairy. They need some tough love. They need a big old healthy dose of common sense and information. And when they get it, the smart ones will become conservative. Politically incorrect? Damn straight I am. Got a problem with that?
All stations, prepare for reconnection.
When you listen to the Terry O'Brien Show, you're going to hear the news that everyone will be talking about on Monday. Politics, the culture, the media, celebutards, everything important that affects your life, and some things that don't, but still amaze, amuse, or disgust you. Provocative, informative, and occasionally snarky, you might be enraged, but you will never be bored. Strap in for the wild ride with America's original conservative warrior princess.
This is the Patriot Come Lately Show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio and the Red State Talk Radio Network. So thank you for staying with me through that break. Just want to remind my listeners, my live listeners, if you're in the chat room, I have tried to open it. Hopefully it is available to you to chat amongst yourselves. However, I am not able to read the chat room. So if you've got comments or questions, I will not be reacting to them. Unfortunately, the technology is not available to do that right now. Here in the Patrick Come Lately mobile studio parked on the shores of beautiful Lake Seneca in upstate New York. However, if you want to comment or if you have a question about anything that I'm talking about, then please do give me a call, 917-889-9161. And let's go on to the next topic that I wanted to talk about, and this was a comment commentary that I read again on the internet about how King Barry is trying to make us just like Europe. I think that's something that I've said before now, and I came here to escape from Europe, and now seeing that. That the progressives led by King Barry are really trying to make us like Europe, and part of that is trying to regulate the U.S. into oblivion. It's amazing how many regulations are being introduced. There was, I heard today actually that the National Labor Relations Board, is forcing, again, without congressional approval or instruction, that they've brought out regulations that posters with information about unionization have to be posted in all companies, including all sorts of mom and pop, very small companies. They have to put this information up, and basically what it is providing information about this accelerated card check type approach to unionization elections instead of the secret ballot, which had been which was required before, now turning it into a card check, even though the attempts to get card check passed through Congress are not there. And actually also came against some of these regulations ourselves today, because we were out and about tasting cheeses, and we were thought it would be nice to get some fresh milk and some fresh cream to bring back to the mobile studio here. And the farmer said, sorry, I can sell you cheese, but I can't sell you fresh milk, fresh cheese, fresh cream, because it's pasteurized, and the feds and also here in New York State have regulations against that. And it's one of those things that I sort of say, well, this is, again, this is just the government going too far with all sorts of rules and regulations, even if, and let's say, even if there is some danger to drinking fresh milk, that should be a decision that I should be able to take. I could understand if they wanted to have a big placard up where it's being sold that says, you know, fresh milk can be dangerous, you've got to boil it or you've got to pasteurize it yourself or whatever, this, that, or the other, but not allowing me to do it, I think, is really an abridgment of my rights. Now, unfortunately, I don't have the money to do it. It would be interesting to see what would happen if you did try and take it to court and say that your rights were being affected by the fact that the government was telling you what to do there. Moving on, and I was talking about the... I was talking about the National Labor Relations Board. Kind of connected with that is something that happened recently that Hilda Solis, who is the U.S. Labor Secretary, did. And she apparently signed an agreement with a number of Latin American countries to protect the labor rights of both legal and illegal migrants. Now, you may know, you may remember, Hilda Solis is the one who said that illegal immigrants have rights to a fair wage, etc. as well. Very interesting that she is signing an agreement with Latin America countries to protect illegal immigrants, again, without reference to Congress, when the law actually states that employers may only employ those who may legally work in the U.S. That is part of the naturalization and immigration laws. So how can she sign some kind of agreement and that agreement be constitutional? It would be very interesting, again, to have that taken to court and to see, you know, what's going on there, because to me, it sounds like it's totally against the Constitution, totally against the law, and therefore that agreement can be torn up and thrown out without any problem. Now, of course, this government is never going to do that, this administration, but perhaps if we can do what we all need to do, and again, as I've said before, one of the reasons for this show is to encourage you to take this information, spread it amongst your friends, your family, hopefully your liberal friends as well, and show them what's really going on. And hopefully, if you can just at least persuade them to become independent, if you can persuade them not even to vote in 2012, it would be even better if they could vote for our side. But even if they can't bring themselves to do that, at least get them to stay home, and that way we can get a proper government into place that's not going to corrupt the law, is not going to break the law, corrupt the Constitution and really just make a total mess of everything, and turn America into a socialist country, as I said before. I came here to escape socialism, and that's really, it's really something that I don't want to happen here. So anything that you can do to help it stopping, to help that stopping over here, I would be very, very appreciative. Okay, it looks like it's time for another quick short break here. So if you'll stick with me, I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
I was fighting that off for a while.
That's all right.
Yeah, just to.
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
I'm very, very proud to live in a country that is willing to elect an elegant man president.
Red, white, and blue! That's a joke, son! A flag waver!
Dun, 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 dun. On Egypt, on always convey it.
Need to hear more? Tune in to Blog Talk Radio and search for Paul Revere Radio, or go to paulrevereradio.net. That's paulrevereradio.net.
Broke the law by making an illegal U-turn, and I hereby, as a citizen of the town of Mayberry in the United States of America, arrest.
The time is now. The political migration of this country to the far left has been put into hyperdrive by the liberal collectivists. Our republic is under attack. The time is now for the great silent majority, we the people of this great republic, to stand up and be counted. I will not stand by as our constitution is torn to shreds and a soft tyranny is drawn down upon us. The time is now to proclaim the government is out of control. It has grown beyond the consent of the governed. We spend too much, we tax too much, our regulations are burdensome, and the bureaucrats in Washington have seized power beyond what is acceptable to we, the people. The time is now. Join me at the Conservative Underground Show as we begin this journey to reclaim our republic. The Conservative Underground Show, conservative by birth, federalism by philosophy, and Republican by registration. The Conservative Underground Show.
This is the Patriot Come Lately Show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio Network, at redstatetalkradio.com.
And we're back. Thank you for sticking with me there. And we're into the last half of the show. I'm going to play a little piece of music, and then the promised revealing of this secret memo that is a preview of Obama's job speech, which is going to take place on September 3rd. I managed to get hold of that, and I'm going to release that to you now. But first of all, just a little reminder of what things about, and I want to play that great song from Krista Branch, which will remind us why we're fighting this fight.
Make a joke of what
And that's a great, great song by Chris DeBranche. If you like that song, then do go to her website or go to iTunes and buy the song. Her website is ChristaBranche.com, and that's Krista with a K, KristaBranche.com, Krista Branch. She has lots of other good songs there as well, but I especially like that one. I think it really talks about everything that we feel. And, of course, I like one of the lines in there, the tide is turning, and I really believe the tide is turning. So I want to thank, all my listeners and everybody. Just keep spreading the word. Tell your friends the news and views you get from this program, any of the other programs. If you listen to Red State Talk Radio, remember there's a lot of good hosts on there as well, and the owner of that network has been expanding it, so we're getting lots and lots of very good shows on there. Please do listen to that at redstatetalkradio.com. Great place for other information. And, of course, share all this information, families and friends. If you like this show, please tell them about the show. They can listen to it live at radio.patriotcomelately.us. Hope that's easy enough to remember. But they can also listen to recordings if it's too late at night for some of them. I know on the East Coast, 11 p.m., for some people, not a convenient time. But then they can listen to the recordings at archives.patriotcomelately.us. Hopefully also easy enough to remember. Or again, the rebroadcasts on Red State Talk Radio. And you can see the schedule when this show gets rebroadcast at that particular site. And as I said, you'll also see what other shows are going on at that time. So it's time now for that very special preview of the Obama job speech of 9/3. And I got this through some very secret way. And let me just let me read to you this speech that has been slipped to me. And it goes as follows. Bleep, blop, blork. Me, I, dippity dippity doopy, myself, schleppy bippy dippy, Bush did it, flimmy flammy, green jobs, wiki wacky, millionaires, billionaires, fair share, lickety splitters, me, I, wind, solar, shamalama ding dong, taxi waxy, ATMs, Congress did it. Woozle, wozzle, shared sacrifice, flandabby, dooby, tastic, bourgeoisie, middle class, me, I, myself, thank you. So that's the secret speech, and actually it's not so secret, you can actually find it as a comment to a posting at Big Government, that excellent site that has a lot of interesting information. But somebody posted that as a comment, and I thought it's very much true to form. Okay, I think it's time again for just a very quick break, and then I will be back. In just a minute or two.
The path to restoring our republic was laid down by our founding fathers. The principles of freedom, liberty, personal responsibility, and limited government are conservative ideals we will never abandon. America is listening. Grassroots, common sense, conservative talk radio. It's on the internet. Tune in now. Red State Talk Radio, featuring some of the most popular internet talk show hosts in America today. Are you listening? RedStateTalkRadio.com.
Are you tired of the lies, manipulations, and rumors coming out of D.C. and Capitol Hill? Are you tired of not knowing political speak? Are you ready to educate yourself for the campaign for 2012 that's already started? Come on by Unvarnished Show. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, at our new home, drscoundrels.com. We are a proud member of the Red State Talk Radio.com network.
Hello, this is Tesler, the host of Socialism is Not an Option, producing two great interactive live internet talk radio shows. Our weekly Sunday program at 4 p.m. Eastern is the hot topic show that focuses on a variety of different subjects that include interviews, current events, politics, politicians, and the laws that govern our country today. A new hot topic every week, interactive discussion with our listeners is welcomed and encouraged. Our weekly Friday program at 9 p.m. Eastern is the Roundtable Roundup Show and features the hosts of other BTR shows. They discuss the events of the past week, social and political issues that impact our lives, and share their collective wisdom on a variety of topics. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/TESSLER. Socialism is Not an Option is a member of America's premier conservative talk radio network, Red State Talk Radio.
This is the Patriot Come Lately show, coming to you on the internet via Blog Talk Radio. Also available via WRS Digital, the Red State Talk Radio network, at redstatetalkradio.com.
And thank you for staying with me through that break. We're back for the final part of the Patrick Come Lately show. And just a reminder to those of you that are listening live, I have tried to open the chat room. And so hopefully the chat room is open so that you can chat amongst yourselves. However, I am unable to see what's going on in the chat room. So if you have any comments or questions, please dial in 917-889-9161. Now, I haven't seen anyone dial in yet, so if anyone has tried to dial in, my apologies for that. Then perhaps the switchboard here on the iPad is not working 100% either. It's some new software that Blog Talk Radio has created on the net here to run the shows. And while it was a lot easier, I was able to do pretty much everything on the iPad previously. Now this new tool has a lot of flash in it for the nerds amongst you, for the techies, the geeks, and it unfortunately doesn't work. The flash components don't work obviously on the iPad. I'm hoping next week to be in a position where I will have a very good connections that I can actually use my phone to connect to the internet and then use a laptop, and so hopefully next week things will be a lot better and I have the chat room open for those of you that can join me. And remember, so that's 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific, or whatever your local time zone would be in between those two, and hope you can, you know, that you can join me. Be great fun. And if you like the show, please do tell your friends and ask them to join as well. We can have plenty of fun. Now, some fun. Kind of the silver lining to a dark cloud. The dark cloud was that you may have seen about a raid that happened recently on the Gibson factory, and there was a lot of to-do about that. Because apparently the Gibson factory was raided because they were using some special kind of wood, which actually comes from India. Now, this is not a protected wood. It has nothing to do with any U.S. law. But even so, they were raided. And the reason apparently was because there's some Indian law that the wood has to be treated in some way by local people before it is shipped to the U.S., and there was some question whether or not that had actually happened. Well, believe it or not, the Indian government hadn't actually asked for this law to be enforced. It was not requested by them. But, so why would this be happening? I wonder. Well, if you dig a little deeper, you'll find out that the CEO of Gibson is a reasonably large donor. I wouldn't say a huge one, you know, not Soros size or anything like that, but still a pretty good supporter of the Republicans. His main competitor is a company that donates a lot to the Democrats. And they use the same wood in their guitars, but they haven't been raided. I wonder. Yes, folks, it is yet again the Chicago Way is going on. The Chicago Way is being used in by the administration to suppress people. We've seen that with S&P getting investigated for their part, supposedly, in the mortgage, the rating of the mortgage instruments that, that were so bad. But only S&P got investigated, and not Moody's and not Fitch's that were also involved in those ratings. So, of course, it was S&P that downgraded the U.S. So very, and they say, oh, this had been started before then, but it's only the S&P one that was being pushed through, not the other one. So, again, this is the Chicago Way. If you can't beat them fairly, then bring in the thugs, bring in the underhand stuff and do it. And that reminds me, I don't know if any of you saw that program on Fox. It was an excellent show. I don't know why it was why they had to stop it at the end of the first season, called The Chicago Code. But I have a feeling that it was too close to home, and they probably got leaned upon by people in the administration that were unhappy because it showed a black corrupt politician who and showed how that person operated, and I think they felt that they were a little it was a little too close to the little too close to home there, and I have a feeling that Fox was lent upon to have that show stopped. But unfortunately, because it really showed how things go in Chicago, and of course you can just apply that, we've seen now, to the we can apply that to day-to-day businesses, anything they can do to lean on businesses that are not supporting or not doing what they want, they will do. And yet organizations, companies like GE get away with paying no taxes, but other ones are just being regulated and raided and whatever. And, you know, yet again, while we talk about raids, we see that as soon, and I hear there were some more immigration raids and people being taken off of their jobs, and then hundreds of U.S. people coming to take those jobs when the illegals are actually being caught, or in some of the states where they've been passing some of these immigration laws, and now the illegals are starting to leave and jobs are becoming available. And they always said, well, illegals do the jobs that Americans wouldn't do. But funnily enough, the unemployment numbers are going down in those states where the illegals are leaving. Funny. I wonder why that is. So don't believe everything you hear from the progressives, because a lot of the time it's not true. We've got a few minutes left, so I just want to run through another few topics. And again, my apologies to live listeners who might be in the chat room. I can't see what's going in the chat room. I have tried to open it up, so I'm hoping that you can maybe chat amongst yourselves. If you have any comments, there's just another couple of minutes before the end of the show. So if you do want to dial in, you need to do it quickly, 917-889-9161. And if you have been trying, my apologies in advance, because you're not showing up here on the switchboard. And that could be an issue with the Blog Talk Radio software that I'm running the show from. Anyway, News topic, Jay Carney bashing the Wall Street Journal reporter because they were talking about unemployment checks, and a Journal reporter was asking how the White House could claim that extending unemployment insurance creates jobs, and Carney got pretty snippy about it. For example, well, he started off with a mouth, you know, his a mouthful of his tongue, just unable. But anyway, he finally got out, "I would expect a reporter from the Wall Street Journal to know this as part of the entrance exam." But having been pressed, he then said, "Well, it's one of the most direct ways to infuse money directly into this economy, because people who are unemployed and obviously aren't running a paycheck are going to be spending the money that they get. They're not going to save it, they're going to spend it. With unemployment insurance, that way the money goes directly back into the economy, dollar for dollar virtually. So if you take that, that sounds like a great idea. So, Mr. Carney, why don't we just put everybody on unemployment insurance and nobody works, and then that's great. And you can just print all the money you want. We don't need to work. Nobody does anything." Yeah, right. Shows how idiotic they are. And, of course, we've had the other ones where they talked about food stamps being helping the economy. And now, you know, such a, what is it, 14 million people on food stamps. It's just amazing how they think they can get away with all these stupid pronouncements. I can't remember whether I mentioned this last week, so I'm going to mention it again. And I really want to, you know, even if I did mention it last week, I want to hammer this in again, because here's the one that proves that Joe Wilson was right when he called King Barry a liar. And remember, he had to apologize for that. Well, I hope that King Barry is going to apologize back to him now, because health centers funded by Obamacare will not have citizenship. So they're going to be getting money from Obamacare. I believe it's $28 million is going to 67 health centers, with $8.5 million specifically designated for health centers focused on serving the migrant farm worker community. And as a matter of policy, citizenship status will neither be asked nor given at the centers. A spokesman for the Health Resources and Services Administration says the program's authorizing statute does not affirmatively address immigration status. Rather, it simply states that the health centers are required to provide primary health care to all residents of the health center service area without regard for ability to pay. So, anyway, so there you see King Barry lied yet again, and that's very unfortunate. Okay, I see it's time to close. Thank you very much for listening, and hope that you'll join me next week. Next week I hope to have the chat room open again. Thanks a lot. See you then. ETFM.
Thank you for listening to this edition of the Patriot Come Lately Show. Please take what you have learned and share it with friends and family. Better still, tell them about the show so they can listen too. Remember to support the advertisers on the show. It helps keep this show on the air, and I thank you for that. I'm looking forward to joining you on the next show. Until then, keep spreading our message. Goodbye, and God bless America.